All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. Oh. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true!
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
Welcome to another episode of Chatty Broads with Becca and Jess.
Well, hello.
Hi, Broads.
I'm going to get right into this because on the podcast
today... Don't interrupt,
today,
Annie.
You're
don't
interrupting say anything. So much.
Do
already.
Not
I can't
interrupt.
Even believe I'm gonna interrupt.
The people
Hold
are going to get
like
triggered. They're going to be upset. Let me give an intro, okay? We have comedian, one of the hosts of Trash Tuesday podcast. Also, so hot. My God.
I was thinking the same thing about you.
Oh, jeez. Keep going.
You know, hot moms, too. It's I thought you were all supposed to have, like, you know, boy haircuts. And...
Well, I did.
Yeah, we both did.
Oh, you
that.
Did, actually. But didn't you, like, grow out of it? Didn't you mother yourself into long hair?
Literally, that's true. While I was pregnant, I started growing out my pixie cut. I was just talking about the day how ugly I was with my daughter because I was growing out the pixie cut and I had, like, the
You told your daughter
thing.
You were ugly?
No, not my daughter. I was telling somebody else.
Your daughter's going to be
But I will
there.
Tell her. She's like,
gonna
be girl, like, steal your beauty.
Ugly. Your daughter's going to be, I'm ugly. You're going to be like, where'd you learn that from? I learned it from you, Mom.
No, she already goes.
Just a mirror. Who you are.
She's so cute, sweet. She always goes, you're so beautiful.
Oh my God.
Wow. Yeah. But she says that about our, like, we're getting our house redone right now and we are, like, sanding our door down and it our handyman really jacked it up. It looks like someone was, like, a demon was clawing trying to get into our house. God. And she comes in and she up to it and she's like, Mom, wow, like, who painted the door? Like, your credibility is shot.
Also, don't say this in front of the motherfucker. We need him to do a better job.
Well, he broke, oh my God, Brian, update. Oh my God, our handyman is wild. His name's Brian. He just broke his back in Texas. And meanwhile, he's texting me being like, I'm sorry, I can't finish your deck. And I'm like, Brian, don't worry about it. You broke your back in four places in Texas. Granted, I don't know why he drove out to Texas to get a truck when he was in the middle of trying to finish my deck.
How did he break his back?
Got in a car accident.
Oh no!
Poor Where Brian. In Texas is
Pray
he?
For Brian.
Is he still, in Texas?
No, he just came back yesterday. He's like, but
was
I can't. He literally texts me. I don't know. He texts me. He's like, sorry, I can't finish your deck because my back. And I'm like, no, Brian, I'm not expecting you to finish my deck.
What if it was
Sweetheart.
Him coming out to you? Who's like, I was like in a place where they have a lot of horses. I was like broke back. Like there's a mountain.
This man is. He lives in a full blown like a bomb shelter.
Oh, I
in
didn't
the middle
know about
of,
that.
Oh,
I
yeah.
do know it has no electricity and lives in the high desert.
Yeah.
And you both know about him.
Yeah, because we brought him on the podcast.
Oh, okay.
We had to talk to him. I mean, if you're into like 75-year-olds.
Oh, okay. He's an elder.
Uh-huh.
He's 25 ounces. So.
Of course he does. Yeah. I knew this man before you told me about him. Is his ass crack out when he's clean?
Always.
He's,
Oh, God.
Always. And then so people good. On Instagram are like, why don't you tell him to pull up his pants? I'm like, because that's his brand.
And also, it's hilarious.
Yeah.
He's great.
My first memory of laughing was... when I was at my, I had like a daycare in a church and they were building new stuff in the playground and the fucking guy's ass crack was out. And I just remember like, you know, just that uncontrolled, like you're like hiccups. Like I was like dying.
It's pure bliss.
And I will never, I'll never forget that. And going in and seeing I had a boyfriend, Christopher. I saw his poop. He was a ginger.
Oh.
I was into gingers.
Are you okay now?
Yeah. He just showed me his log. There was no, you know, rubbing or anything weird.
Okay, I have to say, I went on your Wikipedia last night, and it looks like you went in there and wrote it yourself. I'd like to start this out with the intro. Because the journey, I was reading it out loud to Gray, and I'm like, wait.
Go read my bio that my agent sends out. That sounds like shit. I wrote that.
Okay.
It sounds crazy and clunky. And
well, this does sound crazy, not clunky.
I know.
Raised as a Quaker.
Yeah.
Trained to be an Olympic swimmer.
Well, I got in a car accident.
I'm getting there.
Okay. we call it getting in a Harry. What's the guy's name?
And Brian. Butcher.
We're getting in a Brian.
Getting in a Brian. Hopefully he can still work on my house once
his
back heals.
I mean, he's fucking 75 years old. Is his back going to heal?
I know. Oh. I feel like Brian will be okay.
I think he will.
He's a survivor.
He smokes weed. He's
relaxed. He's fine.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, but that you didn't recover and you couldn't keep training as an Olympic swimmer because of your foot or ankle or whatever.
I could have kept going, but I smoked cigarettes. I was trying to make out with boys. I didn't have any hot guys on the
at your
team.
Continuation high school.
At my bad kid school.
Oh, yeah.
I think the reason it's so thorough is I think someone listened to my Marc Maron episode.
Oh.
They got all my molesteds in and stuff.
Okay.
They got all my
that's all in the wiki?
It's so
dark. it's all on the wiki, and then
you're like this and is about really fucking vulnerable.
And then it is a lot. And then the trial in high school, and then after that you went dolphin training in like New Zealand or some shit. I was like reading through this. I'm like, wait, what?
In
this
Hawaii, is the most all interesting the dolphins are in the dead. World. All the dolphins are dead. Hawaii, Koala Basin Marine Mammal Lab. They all died years ago. There
really?
Were four dolphins. One died of stomach cancer, and the rest died of broken hearts. I think they just were taken out of captivity.
Oh my God.
I always think about how they're just dead, you know? Just dead ass dolphins.
Sad.
Yeah, they're gone. Did you guys ever see the episode of when I found out that the guy who fingered me on an airplane was dead? I found out live on air.
I didn't get to that one this week.
I was too. I couldn't believe it.
I was like, pull a picture of this guy.
He's ridiculous.
Wait, by the way, does that count as the Mile High Club? Do you think?
I would say it's like the Mile like Junior High Club.
Uh-huh,
you know, it's
good.
Like a little.
Yeah.
Isn't that technically a sexual act? Sort of. Yeah, I think it's the Mile High Club. I think you made it.
I would 100% count it. As
we weren't
the mile
on about.
High
it was just we just had one of the blankets. Right. They still gave blankets then.
Right. They don't do that anymore.
And now he's dead.
And you found out.
Wait. How did you find out live? What happened?
We were just on the podcast and I was like, oh yeah, I hooked up with a guy on a plane once.
Did you go to look him up?
Yeah, because he was like in a band that did like cover songs and stuff. So there were so many funny like promotional shots of him where he was like shirtless. Like he was low key looked like Channing Tatum a little bit. And he had like a cheek piercing and he was like a hot guy, but he was a little ridiculous, you know? And so I liked showing the picture of him because it was funny. And so I was like, pull it up. And then Carlos, the guy who works on our podcast, was like, it says he's dead. I was like, he's not dead. He's like, it says he's dead. I go, oh shit. But then I was going to go to his like funeral. And then he had unfollowed me. We kept in touch.
Wait, so he had just passed? When
he had just died. Like, we killed Ray Liotta too. We made fun of Ray Liotta and he died like moments later.
Oh my
and then
God.
But the episode came out
it
like.
Came out after. People were like, damn, they're gangsters.
Like, why are they going in on Ray so hard? Like, this was recorded before. So that's the thing about podcasts. Sometimes you record like a week in advance and then things happen.
Oh, I like that you talk to the camera because I feel like people forget. Like, we are here for you.
I just have to have an office moment sometimes.
No, I do it all the time.
You know.
People used to get mad in the comments, which
do you read them?
I do sometimes.
You read the YouTube comments?
I mean, it depends on where I am in my emotional state.
I don't read the YouTube comments.
Where
as
do
a general
you find
they're not nice? There's no one, not that well. I guess they're nice
sometimes. They are actually.
I was gonna say, where do you find the comments to be the most brutal? Like, what
I mean,
platform?
Reddit, they're really, oh, but God. Reddit, you have to really serve. Like, Reddit, you're cutting,
yeah,
you're like, I'm
yeah,
ready.
No, yeah, you're yeah, like, going deep. You're going,
I feel,
yeah,
but. I don't know. I guess I try. It's like when I quit smoking cigarettes when I was in high school, I had my juvenile delinquent school had like a smoking court. And
wait, why'd you go to the juvenile delinquent school?
Because my parents didn't know what it was like to have a girl. It was like so crazy. Like looking back, my dad will be like, you know, you were just like a really difficult kid. I'm like, there's no way I was that difficult. I'm like, was it difficult to have you, a little you looking up at you? Like, you're a difficult bitch. But I was just a girl. I don't know. They just like didn't. And I just like didn't, you know.
But you were like training to be an Olympic athlete.
I know. But then I was like smoking cigarettes and stuff. But then they put me with all the bad kids. Like I wasn't kicked out of like.
You weren't
most
a bad
of the kids,
kid till you went and hung with the bad kids.
Then I got
kids.
Real bad. Yeah.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Because it was like, what are you going to. I was
Wait,
still
you got
better
kicked
than
out
the rest
for
of them.
Smoking cigarettes?
I didn't get kicked out. But everyone else had gotten kicked out and sent to that school. So and my parents were like.
It was
like
a preemptive
the art
action.
Yeah. My parents were like, the art program's cool. Our teacher's the one that.
She's smoking cigs.
On yeah. He Jackson pollocked me.
What happened to the. Do you know, the Wikipedia didn't say what happened with the trial.
It wasn't good. It was.
Okay, we don't need to go there.
No, no,
we can
no.
Go
no,
back
no,
to
it's
the dolphins.
We've worked through it. The dolphins are dead. Everything dies, guys. No, but he got like 3 years probation. My parents did a settlement. His lawyer was my softball coach. The whole thing was crazy.
What the fuck?
So his lawyer just like manipulated my parents pretty much. Was like, this is better for her. Which maybe it was. Who knows?
I mean.
But who cares?
Holy shit. Did you have to still keep going to that school?
Well, I was graduating then. And he got fired. But he quit. I think he got fired for throwing. He was like a bronze casting teacher too. So he did like the glass blowing and the bronze casting. And he had made like a fist in bronze. And I think he threw that at at Bill, science, was he math or science teacher, who was the disciplinarian, who I always thought was like the good teacher because he never hit on any of us or anything, and he like actually gave us structure. And then articles came out, kiddie porn.
Oh my God.
So we just weren't as tight, we're too old.
Oh my God.
My school's a, I went to a diddle school, diddler school, diddler on the roof.
That is terrible. Yeah. God. But you're better now.
Made me funny. What if I started crying? What if I was like, no, I'm fine. It's funny. I don't know. I think I was given those experiences so I could then really make a lot of light about them and go on the road. And I have so many like molesteds in my audience. I'm like, come to me, my molesteds.
Well, I was going to say also on your guys' podcast too, like I know Kalila's had similar experiences. So it's like, but there's so many people who like, there's like healing going on because you both are so vulnerable about it. And just, you know.
We just laughed.
I want to talk about how you guys connected.
We connected.
I followed her.
Okay, yeah. So we saw each other at the Comedy Store.
Yes, and so.
And I don't know the timing of it. Was it right after the episode had come out, or was it the mere mention of Becca and The Bachelor? Was it like, oh, I watched all The Bachelors. I used to do Bachelor Recap. Yeah. That was my first like, my first paid job was doing Bachelor Recap videos for like.
Really?
Daily back in the day.
Can you believe?
I didn't know that. Uh-huh. That was on the Wikipedia.
As soon as we met.
Because I really thought you could say things that you cannot say now. Mm-hmm. But also, whatever, find them. I don't care. go look for them. But it was for Fox had like an app on their that came out with the first original iPad called The Daily. And then it was like subscription based. And it was like when everything was free and everyone's like, we're not paying for this anymore. But it was like a newspaper that came on your iPad, and I would do all these recap videos, and they paid me like $500 a week. I was like, oh my God, I'm fucking rich. Holy shit. I couldn't believe it. I like quit my waitressing job, but it was fun. I used to do them. I would go watch the show on Monday nights, and then in the commercial breaks, I would write jokes, and then I would deliver them to prompter and sit with the editor and stuff.
That's dope.
Isn't that so funny though?
So you were basically like, I'm into the Bachelor world. And so you're like,
they brought me, you know, like, I had watched it with my mom and stuff. And then so I got like, you know, I was like diligently watching it as a job. And then I just like stuck around.
Okay, broads, quick pause. Friendly little PSA for all you lovely listeners. It's about to be peak summertime weather, which means it's going to get hot. So do yourself, let's be real, the others around you too, if we're being honest, a favor. And make sure you've got that good deodorant that will keep you fresh this summer. My personal favorite is always Native. Not only is Native the best deodorant I've ever used, it's also natural. And as someone who's tried a whole lot of natural deodorant brands, I'll just say that not all are created equal. A lot of them just do not keep me smelling fresh, or at best lasted just a few hours. But not Native for me, baby. Native deodorant comes in a ton of great scents like coconut and vanilla, eucalyptus and mint, lavender and rose, and is formulated without any aluminum or parabens and is 100% cruelty-free, all while keeping you smelling fresh for 24 hours. And just recently, Native made their deodorant even better by releasing their already best-selling deodorant in brand new, totally plastic-free and recyclable packaging. In fact, when you buy plastic-free Native deodorant instead of deodorant in traditional packaging, you're saving 37 grams of plastic with each purchase, which ends up having a huge impact over time. Ready to try plastic-free deodorant? Go to nativedo.com/chatty or use promo code chatty at checkout and get 20% off your first order. That's nativedo.com/chatty or use promo code chatty at checkout for 20% off your first order. So when it comes to my ideal dinner, I need it to check a few boxes. First and foremost, it's got to be convenient, but it can't just be that. Otherwise, well, you know, your girl would be ordering takeout every night. Hello. But no, my ideal dinner is convenient, tastes amazing, and is good for me. The only company that consistently checks all three boxes is Green Chef, America's number one meal kit for eating well from the comfort of your own kitchen. With 24 ever-changing recipes to choose from each week, you're always guaranteed to find something that sounds good to you. The other night, I had the steak and buttermilk squash salad, and it was better than restaurant quality. And no, I'm not just saying that because I cooked it, okay? After you pick the recipes you want to eat, Green Chef delivers all the ingredients pre-portioned and partially prepared so you can whip up a delicious meal in just moments. There are options for keto, paleo, vegan, pretty much any other dietary values you can think of on Green Chef. So cooking something that caters to you or your family's lifestyle is a total breeze. And honest to God, ever since my family started cooking with Green Chef, I have surprised myself every single time. Tonight, we're going to be having the green pea falafel with tahini, and I'm literally already dreaming about it. The recipes are things I would have never thought to cook or thought I could cook, but because Green Chef does the dirty work for you, it's actually so easy to cook up restaurant quality dishes any night of the week. Go to greenchef.com/chatty130 and use chatty130 to get $130 off plus free shipping. That's greenchef.com/chatty130 and use code chatty130 to get $130 off plus free shipping.
Love
you're
it.
Fucking no, I think fast. So yeah,
you've
it's
got
like
a quick mind.
Easy is what they called it, but thank you. No, but it is like
it is intimidating. It's like going toe-to-toe. I'm like, if I'm used to having people on my podcast who are, you know, also good at podcasting, it's a whole different world than when I'm gonna do rapid fire with you. I mean, I'm kicking
why
back.
Even attempt? Yeah. I don't have much energy anyway. I was just at a 3-day retreat, an influencer okay. retreat for 3 days.
Tell me more.
I'm drained.
What?
It mommy was like, influencers.
Okay.
Not all moms.
Oh, I thought they were mostly all moms.
No. No, not
and
all.
Were you invited? Was it an
yeah,
invite
so
only?
So my management, shout out to Parker. Love you guys. They're
do you
like,
love your managers? I have no managers.
No. Okay. I never thought I would love a manager. I've gotten so, in fact, one of my previous managers ended up in the New York Times because she was like a scammer. Yeah. And she tried to, now she's trying to like sue them and say that it was defamation. That's not going well for her.
Johnny
she,
Depp. She's trying to sue for defamation.
She was trying to sue like Taylor, because Taylor Lorenz, like, or however you say her name. I always see her in the comment section under everything on Instagram. But anyway, she wrote an article.
Isn't
about
that weird? I have no clue who that is, but you do like have,
right.
There's someone that just you see every time.
Yeah, all the
but
time.
Have you ever done a mass unfollowing? I did that recently.
Yes. No, you know what I do? I had a period of time where every day I would go through a different letter of the alphabet. So I'd go through all my A's ooh. That I'm following, then go through the B's.
Oh, that's nice.
And slowly be like, yeah.
There are so many people though that I want to unfollow that I just.
I don't even follow Taylor. I feel she bad. Just keeps
you know what? But you know what I do? I always go, am I following you for you or for me?
Yeah.
Am I following you for you or for me? And you can mute them, but it's an energetic thing. It's yeah. about like having the balls to be like, what is like helping me move forward? Who are the people that make me feel good? Who are the people that like motivate me? But it's hard. Like I ran into this guy that is a Philly comic who I always liked. It's not that I didn't like him, but I hadn't seen him in 5 years. So I had a 5-year rule. I go, if I have not seen you in 5 years in person, we don't chat a lot. Like I don't need to.
Really?
I
have people I'm obsessed with who I haven't seen since like high school and I care about their kids and their house. I don't know why. Who
I
still
would
live
say,
in Fresno.
I would say that's how I felt when I saw him in person. I went, okay. Maybe I shouldn't have gone by okay. 5 years because I do genuinely like this guy. And then I wrote him a thing and I was like, I followed him back and I was like, hey, I just did a thing where if I hadn't seen people for 5 years, I unfollowed them. Like,
you explained yourself.
Yeah.
Before
and then
you
he didn't respond. He just left it on scene and I'm like, do I unfollow him again?
2 nights ago when I was at the retreat, there was like someone who wasn't at the retreat and it was like an influencer that irks me. And I was like, so glad she's not here. So I don't have to like run into her. There were people at the retreat who I had unfollowed before. And then I had to refollow them yeah. at the retreat. Oh. And I knew they knew because I was like, oh, you live in North Carolina now? I used to live in Florida. Yeah.
You exposed, yourself.
Yeah, whatever.
But then don't, but I, here's the thing, because the original follow is coming from like a weak place, right? The original follow was like,
that's true. And I was
I
actually,
I want to seem nice.
And do you know what?
I didn't vet them. I didn't go
do you know what's
enough.
So embarrassing too? I followed her because I wanted her to follow me back and she never did. That's yes. why I unfollowed her.
Oh and do you get the people that follow that and so unfollow you and follow and follow you and follow and you're like, I see you.
Like I recognize who you are.
Sorry, the first time, bitch.
Okay, so here's the practice I've started doing though, or I started doing 2 nights ago. I lay in bed at night and I think of the person in my head, whether there's someone that I've always hated or I just have like beef with right now. And in my head, I think of them and I say, may you be well, peaceful and happy. And I picture them in my head really happy and peaceful. And usually yeah. I picture them with like their spouse and they're smiling and yeah. like watching their children play in the yard. And like, and then that's what I envision for them. And then it actually makes me smile thinking
you're
of them
some
happy.
Money in the fucking mail, then, bitch. You're going to get some money in the mail for that.
Thank you.
No, you really you. Are like something you're going to get a check. The Lord pays you in. I keep saying Lord because I'm listening to this book about, it's called Florence Scovel Chin's, like her collected works or whatever. But so it's like all about what
we're
talking
about.
Actual
financial compensation?
Money's going to come to you from that.
It
yes.
always does.
Yes. No, it does. When you're like when you give up. Well, also just knowing it always does makes you so rich.
You said that when on some podcast I was listening to, and I told Gray, and he started laughing. He's like, that's funny. I was like, no, she wasn't being funny. It's a real thing. You said the way you talk to your money, you say, you don't say, oh, you're never, you're, yeah, I don't have enough of you. You say, you know, what's that? Okay. To say that thing. Cause I think it's good. Well,
because I have like, I have about 10 shamans, but this guy, Jim Fortin, is a guy that I'm like.
Collection.
He's like my
king. Is it Thornton or Fortin? Fortin.
It's F-O-R-T-I-N. Okay. I know he got mad at me because I didn't spell it out on Rogan. It's like, sorry, I'll do it next time.
Jim Thornton's getting all the cred. Meanwhile.
This is Jim Thornton, Billy Bob's brother. I met him once, by the way, Billy Bob Thornton.
Really?
Yeah, he was so weird.
Do you know who I met? Anthony Kiedis came up and blessed my baby at a sushi restaurant.
Oh, that sounds like something he would do.
Yeah.
What is he? I haven't seen him in years. What does he look like?
Looks good.
Feminine? Is he getting feminine? Is he getting that age? You know how guys just start to look like girls?
Mm-hmm. Interesting. I have never really thought about that or noticed that. Oh,
they lose
that.
Their testosterone. Yeah, they start to look like women.
I love it. That's why I love the old guys.
Oh, I love a hot.
God, I love a hot grandpa. A hot,
like a little titties. Oh, yeah. Shriveled up weenies.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Do you think that's why Johnny Depp's getting all the good press now?
Johnny, yeah, that, wow. Johnny couldn't have come out of this more on top. I mean,
I hate him.
More on top. Did he not win so hard?
Oh,
have you hated him previously, or did the trial make you hate him?
It made me hate him. It was just petty to me, kind of in a way.
And I know a lot of people. The trial was wildly petty.
And I think that's just what bothered me. And I know people are like, it's not petty because like he needed to get justice for himself. But I'm just like, I don't know. The whole thing was. And now he's on TikTok, which is so embarrassing.
Yeah.
That's so embarrassing.
Did you see that?
That's embarrassing.
That Brad Pitt is now suing.
Yes!
Wants a public trial
about
to
their
sue
French
Angelina.
Chateau. Mm-hmm. I'm like, stop. You guys are rich as fuck. Go take your problems to a therapist like a normal person. Stop putting it on display and being petty trying to ruin your ex.
Yeah.
Even though she did that. Whatever. It's still all just embarrassing to
me. It just shows you're still tapped into it. You're still tied to it.
Mm-hmm.
True. It is crazy. No, I know. But it's like very like for men. They're like, finally, justice for men. You're like, okay, I'm happy for you. Good job, guys. Get to work.
Wait.
I have been raped in every hole several times.
Back to Jim Fortin. Bring it back.
Bring it back. Okay, so basically, if you treat money, if you have a relationship with money, and you,
as we all do,
right? Mm-hmm. But if you treat it like you're in an actual relationship, if you had a boyfriend and you were like, imagine if you actually had a boyfriend, you guys, lonely people, imagine you have a boyfriend, you can, it's hard, and if you were to say to them like, oh, I don't have enough of you, I need to save you here so I don't lose you, or like, you know, all
you're never
stuff.
Gonna be enough,
yeah, you're not enough, this isn't, you know, like I want more of you, like they would leave you, they would run from you, so you have to do that with money too.
No, you don't want to do that with money.
No, you have to do with money. You have to treat it like you love it. Like you have to be like, I love you. You're enough. You're amazing. I'm so happy you're here. Woo, I want to share you with my friends.
The other day I was, so my daughter lost one of her teeth. And so I was, you know, putting her to bed. We're going to do the whole tooth fairy thing. And all of a sudden I walk back in to like put the tooth under the pillow and she is sitting up in bed bawling. And I go, Ember, like, what's going on? And she said, I'm afraid that I love money more than I love people. And I said, no. And I go, why? And she's like, because I'm way more excited about that money than about trying to find that tooth fairy.
Oh, good. Because there's something really sad at the end of that.
She's like, I feel really anxious about it. And I was like, well, I think if you feel anxious, you're probably okay. But also she definitely like showered herself in the cash the next morning and like rolled around.
How much does the tooth go for these days?
Well, I just dug myself a hole. I put $10 under her pillow once.
I like that. Teach them about abundance, you know?
Here, take all of it.
I got a half dollar. I was like, what is this shit?
Did you get the 50 cent?
My dad would get the 50 cent coins.
That's kind of cool.
I just didn't have any change. And so I was like, fuck. In the middle, and I'm like, oh God, it's
oh
I
my God,
10.
That's so funny.
So now
how
I'm
many times
stuck.
Kids are getting all these random different numbers depending
I'm
on what's in your
stuck
purse?
Stuck with 10. Then the second tooth she lost, I put a 5 under, and she was like,
no, yeah.
Did I do something wrong to the tooth fairy? And I'm like, oh God, I got to keep doing 10.
Yeah, brush your teeth more.
Yeah. Sorry, honey.
Sorry, floss.
Yeah, that wasn't as good of a.
Yeah, this was a gross tooth. So it's just
this
going
a little
down.
Little decay on it. You're very young for this.
Is it hard to get under the pillow?
A nightmare.
Because I have to say, as a kid, I knew my parents. Did your parents tell you that tooth fairy or Santa was real?
No, my fucking dad lifted my head up. I was like this. I just was like. And I like didn't want to
look you straight in the eye.
I was just like, and then, like looking at him, and then I just like didn't want it to be over, and I wanted to believe that maybe something else was true, so I went and I went back to sleep. And then my dad would walk to the train station in the morning, and I like chased after him, like, Dad, and he went, what? And I went, and I chickened out, like I wanted to be like, it was you, yeah. But I chickened out, and I went, the tooth fairy only gave me $1.50. Like, I made it about money, but I really was just devastated that it had all been a lie.
So they told you it was real. And Santa Claus too?
Eventually. I mean, my mom's handwriting. My mom, the other day, was when we were on family vacation, was like, no, I always made sure I did different handwriting. I go, bitch, it was your handwriting. I was like, mom's handwriting. Just say you're the one that makes the notes or something. Like, it's your fucking handwriting. I know her handwriting because I used to forge all of the signature. I used to like memorize my mom's handwriting.
Oh, you're like, I know it through and through. Yeah.
I was like so obsessed with my mom. I was like, my mom. I want to write like her.
My mom taught me how to write, so my handwriting kind of looks like her, which is kind of cute. I love that.
I like it too. I'm always thinking like when my mom's dead, I'm going to be like, oh, I don't like saying it. When my mom has transitioned, when my mom is the wind.
My mom is the ink.
When my mom is the ink under which I is quill. My mother is the feather and the quill. I'll be like, she's alive through her hand. Mom, don't go. But you can't treat your parents like money either, you know? You gotta just be like,
do you
fly free birds? My
God. Are you someone who gets like premonitions about things and like clairvoyance type thing?
I don't agree with that. No.
Why?
Unless it's good.
Oh.
I take on no negative things. Like when people
what
are
do you
like,
mean you don't agree with it? You don't think it's a thing?
Like,
or what do you mean?
No. Just for myself, I just choose whether not it's to. Real or not. Like if I have a dream of like my brother, like I've had so many dreams where I like somehow like give like poisoned Xanax to my brother or something. I'm trying to help him and he's just dead. And I'm like, I got my brother. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I can't take that on. That's too much. That's like my subconscious is like, I look at that like my subconscious is going, relax. Mm-hmm. We gave you something crazy because to show you you're going crazy.
Well, also, I was just going to say, you can get kind of confused with your intuition versus the clear or like your anxiety and your intuition. And then you're like, is this a sign that my mom's going to die? Or is I going to say, I do all the time.
Where I'm like, that was
the last time I was going to see my dad. He's going to get in a car accident right now. He's going to get in a car accident on his way home.
Is your dad a handyman?
No.
Yikes.
He's not.
He's a car accident.
And Brian.
Brian should have done a better job on the fucking door. Okay.
Yeah, he'll be back. He's got to finish that up. I already paid him.
Listen, you're going to have to hoist him up. He's going to be in like a stretcher. Hoist him up. He's like this. You have to lift his body to paint it. But it doesn't matter. He will be the fucking one that does it. He will be. We all have celebrity doppelgangers.
Really? What's mine?
Yours is whatever the girl's name is that dated Ben Affleck. Yeah, she looks exactly like her.
What are you talking
about? The new biggest star, the girl who's in everything.
Ana de Armas?
Yes.
Okay, thanks.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know she dated Ben Affleck.
You looked so... Who did you think
I just didn't know.
For a second?
I just didn't know.
You were
know.
Like, oh.
And you look like, what's her name? The singer, Jessie
J. Yeah. I always get Jessie J.
I look
J.
like the middle Hanson brother.
Do you still watch The Bachelor now?
Yeah, I do.
You do?
Yeah, I do watch it. But it's more out of like... I just want a show. I love reality TV, like big time fan. I like the editing. I like with the drama. Mm-hmm. I like when they catch people in real motion. Yes. That's so fun. It's because everything else is so like everyone's scared of everything. But people will just straight up say the bad things and then get like fired from their jobs before they get back from Big Brother or whatever. So I'm like, at least you get to see the, but you know, how, like if people are writing scripts, they like make sure there's nothing problematic in it.
Right.
Yeah. It's pretty fun to watch.
Yeah.
I was just in Scottsdale this past few days on the retreat where Ari and Lauren reside. My season.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Lauren and I are cool now.
You guys are?
Yeah, we're cool.
Did you guys chat?
Because she's like a mom now, probably, right? So she wanted to like talk to you about that or not?
Yeah, I still think we were a little rocky for a little bit there. But then she DM'd me several
weeks
ago.
What a weird fucking thing, because you're all banging the same guy.
I don't know if you bang him. You only have opportunity to have sex with the top three unless they like, unless the producers literally like take you by the hand and lead you to their room.
But they're banging everyone, right? They're banging all three. Always, right?
Actually, no. There was a couple seasons where they didn't have like... they didn't have sex with anyone, any of the three, or like only one of the people. I know Nick only had sex with
Caitlin, or what was the next season?
Vanessa.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right.
So you know, there's wait. Caitlin wasn't on his. Oh yeah, he was. Caitlin, on, I guess was on so
Caitlin's
mixed up.
He was on Caitlin's.
He only had sex with Vanessa. Mm-hmm. He didn't have sex with Raven or Rachel. So some people do. Sometimes people do that, which is smart, I guess.
It's all weird.
How do you think you'd do on the show?
I mean, I would imagine I'm the Bachelor. I can't imagine being in.
You're not going in as a contestant.
I'm a male Bachelor.
She's going straight to the. I'm a male bachelor.
No. I don't think that would be my shining thing.
Really? What do you think would happen?
I think I would like not be into him.
I think honestly, you probably wouldn't even. They would like you'd be basically edited out and would go home like week three.
Because I wouldn't. I don't think I. I'm not like good at like.
I feel like. They'd keep you around for commentary.
I think you'd be 100%. Actually.
You'd always be in the ITMs.
No, just I was like, gonna say, or you might be actually be really quiet, and you're just sitting there watching everything.
What the fuck is going on? I never like think they're hot. I've never thought any of them are hot.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Not even one.
You're like not even one. All right.
Nick Vial.
Nick was really the only guy that I ever thought was cute.
So before I knew that, like, okay, I didn't know when I got off the show that people would send things to other people. I didn't like realize that was a thing.
So you
I
were would just trashing.
Yes. I was saying the meanest things about everyone on any podcast I would go on to, because I would go on a podcast and I'd be like, probably like 200 people are going to listen to this. Yeah. And the person's not even going to know. I'll just have fun right here with the person who's hosting it.
Really, kind of become a thing.
It was like the power of a podcast. You're like, I'm in a room alone with like three people.
Yeah.
That's all.
I think I even handled the beginning of our podcast like that too, where I literally straight up, we got this one?
Both of us did. Yeah, we got in a lot.
There was a couple times.
A lot of trouble.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, no. And you just forget. You're just talking.
You forget.
Right.
There have been times where I asked someone to bleep out my ex. She didn't do it, which was actually, she just ignored me and then it came out, but I said my ex-boyfriend's name so many times and I was like, I don't want to even be like, I just had that like podcast hangover, you know, when you're like, you wake up and you're like, what did I do?
Oh no. God.
And I was like, I don't want his fucking name out there. And so I asked her if she would, if I sent her a clip of me saying, Liev Schreiber, if she would put that name over it. Funny. And she just didn't respond, but fuck you. Thank you. Oh. Girl.
So then what happened?
It just was out and nobody mentioned it and nobody cared.
Oh. See, that's the other thing. Yeah. Sometimes you think something is going to matter and it literally doesn't matter at all.
That is so true. Sometimes the things that I think are going to be like the biggest fucking deal don't hit. And then it's something I never noticed and be like,
field.
Oh my God.
That's, yeah.
Do you guys watch your podcast after you do it and give notes and take things out? Or do you just go, we're good?
Jess usually reviews it.
Yeah.
I don't, because if it was up to me, I would not edit out anything.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I'm afraid of the world.
It's fun.
I live That's in fun... fear.
Where did you two meet each other?
Through mutual friends.
Yeah. Yeah. It was, we had a couple friends who like would always get together. And then right before her episode, her season aired, I met her and our friends were like, she's going to be on The Bachelor.
Yeah.
And she was like, and I'm like, yes, I love the show. And so I wanted to know everything. And she was like, I think I'm going to be the villain. Like you thought, you were like,
I think I was saying that to be modest. I don't know if I really thought
you're
that.
Like, I'm going to be a star.
Really?
I knew Crystal was going to be the villain.
Right. I think we're nervous that you were going to like,
I do think I was going to look like an asshole. I do think I was going to look really bitchy.
Because they were prompting you to try to like go after Crystal, producers.
I was like the only person who was friends with Crystal, by the way, because if I am in a group of people and one person is getting like everyone's like ragging on them. Yes. I do not like that.
Yes.
I can't handle that.
I hate it. Mm-mm. It's so annoying.
And like everyone was just like, I'm not going to room with her. And like, she'd be all left alone. I'm like, dude, like, no, I gotta be friends with her.
And then those people get all paranoid. Like when people all turn on you, you're like, and then you have nothing else to do. You have nothing else to do but be like the most heightened version of the things they hate about you. I went on a trip. It was my old roommate. I'm no longer friends with any of these people on the trip, which is so hilarious. I'm totally fine with it. Completely at peace with it. Whenever I see these people, I'm like, what's up? Thank you. Mm-hmm. But so this girl had been my roommate and we were like best buds or whatever. And she wanted to have her birthday party in Palm Springs. So she invited like all these like, you know, and they were like cool girls.
Yeah.
I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about. Because I've been on a cool girl birthday trip to Palm Springs.
I just assume I'm the cool girl. Yeah. So I'm like, oh, but you guys are like a different type of cool, like they're stylists and shit, you know? So I go on this trip and I had been living, I was broke. I was living at my friend's house with her husband in the Burbank Hills, like beautiful, weird place in Burbank where it's just like the most gorgeous houses. They just had this really nice place they just bought. And I had been staying with them for like 3 months. And this was like I was leaving. Like, I was like, can I just leave my bag here. I'll come pick it up on the way. Like, I was finally letting them live in their house alone, mm-hmm. but I was going to go on this trip. And I leave, and I had left. I had get cluster headaches, and one of the things that you use for cluster headaches. Do you get cluster headaches?
She went to the hospital. They thought she was like, "Do I have a brain tumor?
Do you get them for?" No, no, no. You're dying.
Yeah,
for sure.
No.
For
like this,
I'll get them for like a month.
Yes. Oh my god, man.
And dude, she has such a high pain tolerance.
And nobody
so when she
knows.
Was me,
nobody knows what it is,
dude. When she was telling me about the pain,
impossible to get. How the fuck do you get an oxygen? I went ever. I was crying. I was like, "Oh my god." No,
it's like
I'm face down, ass up in public. Like I'm just like.
When
oh,
she said she had to go to the hospital, like I knew she has such a high pain tolerance.
The best part is the hospital cannot
fix it. Yes, she said that they
it.
Were in, literally giving her injections of painkillers.
You're like, you have to take mushrooms is the thing, but you can't do meds and mushrooms. So
do
if
you
start taking them, yes, you have to
you're like, no, you have to be just fucking tripping
to
the month.
Listen, I'm more of a macro doser myself. You're like, but
just the nibbles.
It's interesting because my new shaman told me not to do psychedelics. So I'm like, I'm wondering if he's going to let me do them.
I need to get in touch with the shaman. I'm terrified of psychedelics. What if
he
tells me to do it?
I'll get, he probably won't because his whole thing is that when he was like 13 or something, he grew up in Mexico. His shaman made him like do all of the hallucinogens so he can, in dreamland, he can take me to, in dream times, he can take me to the places that ayahuasca has taken me in the past.
What do you mean dream times?
Like, I have like a thing that I put out like a cup and I have these candle ceremonies that I do. And then I get crazy dreams that are like messages. Yeah.
Well,
it's really cool.
I've gotten prophetic dreams lots of times before, actually.
It's amazing. Like when you just get these dreams where you're like, oh, okay.
But my prophetic dreams are actually about like bad stuff. Usually I had a dream. Okay. This is kind of goofy, but in high school I would always sneak out in the middle of the night and not do anything important, just smoke mm-hmm. weed in my friend's Suburban down the end of the street.
Yeah.
But it was a big deal because my parents were really, really Christian and mm-hmm. all that. Anyway, so I had a dream one night that in my dream, I was looking down and the fire alarm in the house went off in the middle of the night and my mom walked into my bedroom and the bed was empty and she like knew I was gone and was freaking out. And I woke up and I told my sister and my friends, I was like, that was a warning from God. That was a warning that I need to stop. I'm going to get in trouble. And then sure enough, one night I was smoking weed at my neighbor's house in the middle of the night. Her mom had passed away. And so their house was kind of like a free for all. It was kind of sad, but you know, it was like one of those houses where you'd be there at 3 a.m. So we were smoking weed at her house, sitting in the backyard, hitting the bong or whatever, and my sister texts me like,
and her
in
mom
all
comes
caps.
In, you're like, oh my god, you're still alive.
No, then my sister's texting me in all caps like, come home now, the fire alarm went off, like mom and dad, like you're not here, come home. So I jump over the fence, like I sprint to the back door and I like casually walk in the back door and my mom's like, where were you? And I was like, I couldn't sleep. I was laying out on the trampoline, which is something that we would do. We'd go sleep on the trampoline. And she goes, with Ridge. And Ridge was like my gay boyfriend and his car was parked out right in front of the house on the street. And I was like, Ridge Riley.
Ridge Riley.
Oh, that's
Where
name.
Is Ridge Riley right now?
Now he's in Hawaii on like a commune.
Oh, good for him.
Right?
Yes,
he's
Ridge.
Living his best spiritual life. He Ridge. Always replies to my stories and he's like, yes, sister, you're aligned in your truth. And I'm like, yes.
Oh, Ridge.
He was my first boyfriend and he was gay, but we had a special I was like his only like sexual relationship with a girl and it made me feel very special.
I loved those bi kids in high school, got so much pussy, they were so cute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and there was something so exciting because you were like,
everyone was obsessed with me.
But me, is it my wide shoulders and small tits?
Oh my god,
is it my pixie cut that makes me look like a boy?
It's all I wanted was one of the bi kids to like love me. I'm like, I was secretly friends.
Which the thing is, guys look good with makeup and it is good that guys are starting to wear makeup again. I do like that. I think that's cute.
Yeah,
and the nail polish and stuff.
I
mean,
you also had a boyfriend who was gay, but you guys didn't have a sexual thing.
No, because we were good Christian children. Yeah. But no, I was like, I'm bi, but like at the time I couldn't like recognize that.
Yeah.
So like all I wanted was fucking attention from like a bi, like just from the bi kids. And I was so needy of it. Oh God, it was so desperate.
I know,
I
isn't that weird
now.
When you're like so, like it's crazy. Like, even like more recently, like notice 3 me. Years ago, the way I was with guys, I'm like, ugh. Oh my god.
Oh, that's like, give me a few too many drinks. And if like a guy who's super cute, I mean, this happened somewhat recently, I guess it was a couple months ago, but I was like at some bachelor type party.
Yeah.
And one of the guys from the show, I was following around like a puppy dog because I was super drunk. And when I get really drunk, I need to tell everyone how attractive they are. Like, it doesn't matter who you are. I need to tell you.
What's your line? Do you have a line?
I'll just be like, I just need you to know, like, you're so hot.
But then she kept going back up to him over and over again, being like, I just have to say, no, but then she was getting in her head. And then she's like, was that weird? Like what I said?
Because then I was like, oh, I don't want to be like following. I'm like, I'm so sorry. And then I'm apologizing and I'm just full spiral. It was just the worst.
I used to say things like, I had a line where I'd be like, oh my God. I go, holy shit. There's this one bartender. I go, oh, Andrew, damn. I was like, you are really hot. I was like, you're actually so handsome. I would like to get a tattoo of your face on top of my face so I could see myself in the morning in the mirror and know that I got it. Like, I would just like lay game on him, but it was so like cartoonish that it wasn't
over the top.
But one time he like took me in the, like the liquor room and like he like yanked my scarf because it was New York, you know, so I was always bundled up. And he was like, you couldn't handle me. And I was like, okay, bye. And then one day I saw him and I saw him in AA too, which is why I was like, didn't want to. But he would never give me free drinks. And this was like right before I quit drinking. So I was like my most wasted, like insane. And then I saw him and I was like, oh my God. I was like, Andrew.
Hi.
You grew a beard. I grew a problem. Look at us here.
Okay, broads, one more quick pause. So one thing about me is I love a good podcast. Of course, I'm biased because my favorite podcast is this one, but I have at least five others in my rotation at all times. If I'm on a walk, I'm listening to a podcast. If I'm on a long drive, I already have my episodes lined up and ready to go. Honestly, if I have 30 minutes in the morning while I do my makeup, there's a 100% chance that I have one of my favorites on in the background. And speaking of favorites, you have got to listen to Call Me Curious. It's seriously so good. Call Me Curious is a new podcast hosted by Nikki Boyer that answers all of life's burning questions. In today's world, we are being flooded with information all the time from every angle. There are so many times I'll see something online that is being widely accepted as a fact, only to do a little digging and figure out it's not all true. But that's why I love Call Me Curious so much. Nikki does the work for you. Each week, she dives into something you've definitely heard of, but probably don't know a ton about, like, what exactly is cryptocurrency? Oh, we'll talk about that. Or is breakfast actually the most important meal of the day? I've always wondered these things. Call Me Curious brings the research and facts to the table each week, guaranteed. So legitimately, the episode on cryptocurrency has saved me in so many conversations because there were a few weeks there where I swear that's all anyone around me wanted to talk about. But because it was so clearly explained to me on Call Me Curious, I actually felt like I could contribute to the conversation instead of just nodding along, which I'll admit was definitely my go-to when I didn't have a good handle on the topic, but not anymore thanks to Call Me Curious. Listen to Call Me Curious on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts, or you can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app.
Now my mom is giving me a joke. You should do a joke about the dangers of elders texting while walking. And she sent a picture of my dad texting.
Oh, that's so cute.
I know.
That's so cute.
My dad. Okay, so I go to a hypnotist, Mary Lou Rodriguez. She's a master hypnotist. She's like one of my best friends. I love her.
And you can hypnotize now too.
Do you guys have therapist friends where when you're talking to them on the phone, they start to get therapist voice and then you're like, I think I have to send, you just Venmo them $50 or like just, like it turns into a session when you're chatting with them. Like,
yes, I have a friend that I always like, and then I apologize immediately afterwards. I'm like, I'm so sorry that I just dumped everything on you.
But it's like too late. Like we've already dumped. And then you're doing the apology. And then they have to tell us it's okay.
I call probably about 12 people anytime I have anything going on in my life. Yes. I have to bounce it off of my mom. Then I call my dad after my mom. Then I call my sister. Then I call my other sister. Then I call my friend. Then I call my other friend. Then I do it to literally,
and
like,
then
so
does
many
your
people.
Boyfriend hear you saying the same thing to 100 people?
Yeah, and then I have to talk to him about it for the third time after all that.
My
too.
Boyfriend will like give me the best advice, and then I'll go, and then I'll call Bonnie McFarlane, Mary Lou. I'll call like, I just have to get, and then he's like, you just all day, you just say the same story all day long.
Yeah.
And then I always come to, I go, you know what? I was listening to a Jim Fortin podcast and he said that, and my boyfriend, I'm like, that is the advice I gave you this morning.
Like, you're like, well, but it's from you, so it doesn't matter.
You love me. Get out of here.
I always come back to exactly what my husband says. I'm like, well, He's like, well, I do know you, so I can kind of gather what would work for you. And I'm like, but it can't come from your mouth. Yes. I have to hear it from
whisper
all the people.
To another person.
Yes. I feel like it always ends
write
up coming.
Me an anonymous note in my mom's handwriting.
There you go. I feel like it always ends up coming from me because I just need to say it a million times to process through. Like, I don't actually want anyone's advice. Like, the minute my sister will be like, well, I think I'm like, okay, well.
Yeah, enough from you. Enough from you. So, okay, so my boyfriend's always like, don't read comments. Don't read comments. I posted this like montage of him on his birthday of your him boyfriend? Just being so cute and
he
of
went
course all the, he's reading all the comments. I go, see, because I always told him, I go, if there was a place that you could go to where 97% of it is people telling you changed my life, you helped me like get through my trauma, you've taught me how to be myself, and then 3% is people calling you a fat cunt, like, aren't you gonna sift through? But he was like, you wait till like fat cunt. And I go, you're right. I will go. I'll dig for the fat cunt.
You're scrolling past all the nice ones like, yes. I know. Amazing. Pretty, funny, whatever.
Yeah, no.
It's all ego. But what a weird position we're in to be able to like.
My boyfriend doesn't look at anything.
Yeah.
Because he does one episode a week on our podcast. We do Chatty Bros with her husband and my boyfriend. It's cute. He just like Evan was like, well, what about like the messages you get? And he's like, I don't read them.
Yeah. Well, I turned off my DMs. I never read them now.
Yeah. I don't really ever look through the DMs anymore because I'm like, yeah, I'm looking for the exact thing. But no, Grayson is just able to be like,
just
fully
doesn't,
like, no,
doesn't care. Literally doesn't care.
Well, what I do is I just, when I perform, when I'm on the road, I do like a really long meet and greet with everyone afterwards. And that's really fun. And that's nice because it's just like in person.
Yeah.
People can tell me all their little crazy stories of what happened to them. And I'm like,
yeah, do people just trauma dump on you?
Yeah, but that's okay.
Yeah, you don't mind it?
Mm-mm.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't ever feel like you get caught in the car, or you do? Are you able to?
I used to.
Conversation?
Well, I'm not like traumatized currently. Currently, I feel very like out of it. And
no, I'm just saying.
Like, no, but when I am, but like when I did Marc Maron's podcast, and I like told my like whole full story for like the first time publicly, I was so scared. I don't know. I felt so like triggered and traumatized still, and like reliving it. So then everyone would send me their rape stories, and I was like, I can't do it. But now I'm.
Heavy.
I don't.
Yeah.
But I always just tell people, I'm like, listen, just. If you're going to buy a shirt, like just do the transaction first. And then I'm like, cash your card, baby. Cash your card.
You want a bag for that?
Do you want to sign it? But then after we can do it. But I like it. I don't know. It's nice.
Yeah.
I do feel like it's like my life's mission, at least at this point, is to help people kind of heal from their trauma. So I like when they.
Sorry. I was going to let you,
you
go.
Okay.
I just saw a meme the other day where someone was like, let's normalize like not telling a story about ourselves when someone like is talking about themselves. And someone posted, yeah, they're like, shut the fuck up. That's called having a conversation. What if I didn't try to relate to you?
There's no
or
right
to anyone
way
that I
to
talk
fucking
to.
Be.
It's a little bit like, I mean, I this guess what? The world is centered around yourself.
Well,
that's
you
all. That's the only experience that you know.
Everyone tells you not to be narcissistic too is like actually so fucked up because I was so worried about like I was trying so hard to not be a narcissistic kid like when I was younger.
I ended up being more
like it's like I was all in my head. Like, did I listen enough? Did I let that talk long enough? You know.
Yeah.
It's just like I wasn't like living a normal life, and then I became so codependent, and then I would be like. I do this still and it always fucks me where like if I hire an assistant or someone, I'm always like, we're going to do this and because I don't want them to feel like, and then all of a sudden it's like, they're like, where's my co-creator direct, you know, where's my credit for co-creating your life?
You're like, what are you talking about? I'm not really good at hiring people for that exact reason. I also can't tell them. Actually, do you know who you look like? You kind of look like Scarlett Johansson.
You're like, I know.
You actually do. A lot. Do you get that?
Yes, I do get it. I do get it. An awful lot most days. Less since her nudes leaked. But, you know, I am available for flat-titted Scarlett Johansson impersonation. By the way, we did a Baywatch episode, themed episode of Trash Tuesday. It hasn't come out yet, but I, like, padded my bra and I, like, did like contouring and stuff. I gave myself giant tits.
Just
that's
huge.
So fun.
And I posted a picture and people in the comments that were losing their, they're like, what is it about you, my lady? I'm down on one knee. My mother is waiting to meet you. What is it about you today? Like, it's fucking contoured.
Your eyes it's look bronze. More sparkly.
Oh my God, those green eyes. I've never seen them before. Like, you guys are such dorks.
Do you have a pretty big male audience or more female? What do you think?
I do. I'm gaining my female audience, which is great. That is the most rewarding. But I like the guys too.
Do you think though that men get away with a lot more in comedy than women do?
I think there's a certain like lens on women, like where they're like, all women do is talk about their this. It's like nobody is like going, all guys talk about is this ever. Like you're just not grouping men in like that, really.
Mm-hmm.
I certainly like when they post a picture of me and a guy, the comments are a little bit different than a guy on them. But I guess I really want to like attract an audience of people who would like that someone is speaking openly. Well, so do you know what I mean? That's what I just like. And then if the people that don't like that, like they're not going to like me anyway. You know what I mean?
Right. So it's
like,
and then if you don't stop doing it, then they'll stop listening, which is then.
And I just want to just keep doing exactly what I want to do. And I'm trying to do that even more and more. Just not take on
the
other people's expectations.
Like, but that's why I love hypnosis and I love subconscious reprogramming. I'm always like trying to tell everyone about it because it's like it gives you a solution. My dad right now, he was just texting me about, I hooked him up with my hypnotist because he's like, my dad's 80. He's going to turn 81 at the end of the month.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Wow.
He's an old guy. And he's like still holding on to like guilt and stuff about things, like guilt from my childhood. I've been trying to work on a joke about how like people worry about their parents getting Alzheimer's and forgetting things. I'm like, how about having a parent that remembers the fucking I'm like, Dad, I forgive you. Jesus Christ. I didn't even remember you called me a bitch at my fourth grade.
He's making amends.
That's kind of a beautiful thing though, because that it is true. Like some of the things that really like rack me with guilt that I think about, that person isn't thinking about like me anymore. And I think that's actually kind of like powerful. Sometimes it is.
Well, it's like forgiving yourself for it. Like my dad is still like her. I go, Dad, my dad's so charismatic. Everyone fucking loves him. I'm like, everyone in the world loves you except you. It's like, it's just, you have to love yourself. And it's like, you're in the evening of life. Like this is what you've worked for is to like
enjoy
have this good time. So he met with her and it was just excited. He was so excited because he does all this other work on himself, but there's never just been something where you can just change the way you think.
Yes.
Awesome.
I do brain spotting, which is kind of like it's the same sort of a same idea of like that subconscious reprogram, whatever you said. But I love it because I felt like I've talked about this on the podcast, but with talk therapy, I was like, first of all, why am I paying somebody for this when I can talk to my siblings or friends? Like people. I have a lot of outlets here. Yeah.
And the last is my boyfriend.
And they keep sending me invoices, so I'm strapped for cash.
Not that I want to dump on them, but you know, like I can talk through, I have no problem being vulnerable with the people in my life, right? And so I felt like I was just saying the same things to my therapist that I could to other people. And then she's like, well, what do you think? I'm like, okay, well, this is not like taking me anywhere. But then with brain spotting, it was like, whoa, I can focus on like my deepest insecurities, like the things that stifle me creatively.
Yep.
I related to you because I spent 8 years getting my art degree at UC Irvine. Took me a long time. And I still have so many narratives in my head of like, I'm not a real artist. I'll never be able, I never make art. Yeah. And all these insecurities related to that. So I never fucking make anything.
Hypnosis would fucking whip that out of you.
Okay, I'll do that too. I love adding things to my arsenal.
Out of it so fast really? Because it's like, and even with like with art, it's so you. It's like what you're, because it's just
vulnerable.
Yours. But it's like it's what you. It's your. This is another Jim Fortin thing, but like your value is at where you value yourself. It's not actually in the value of your work. It's just where you value you.
Yeah.
So like, especially in art, I have a friend, Brady Matthews, who he does like these kind of like crazy portraits of famous people. Mm-hmm. And I think Rogan has one, like Theo Von has one in the back of his. So I'm like, you already have the
platform.
You have all of the people you need.
Yep.
You just need to raise your fucking prices.
Mm. You need to value yourself.
You need to value yourself higher.
Yes.
Yeah.
You just got to raise your fucking prices.
Well, and I've been targeting it in brain spotting. It's like I've actually started working on creative projects for the first time since I got out of art school. Like I would never do anything on my own unless it was an assignment, I would get the validation from the professor and from my peers, et cetera, et cetera, and have the set deadline. Oh, but I could never, coming up.
Hurt. It got numb. It started getting numb.
Oh, no. God, not the numb vag. Oh,
it got
God.
Numb. It was getting all pinched. Oh, my God.
Yeah, but I think with the hypnosis and all that, it's just so cool to have those tools at your disposal
it's
to, like,
crazy.
Improve your life. And
it's crazy.
It's a hack.
And then the way you are is going to make your kids just fucking automatically have that.
Yeah.
So
your kids
are
just going
to
be like,
are you ready to be a boy mom?
I'm not ready, but I mean, I guess I am. Who knows?
So you did IVF, or no?
I did.
You
did, well, the, I did the freezing of the embryos and stuff.
And you have four boys.
Yeah. Four boys.
That's so,
isn't that hilarious?
It seems like your destiny.
I know.
How do you feel about all that? Like, you know, because you've done this now, like, scientific process to extract your eggs, to make embryos. But do you ever feel like this is my destiny calling? Like, look, I've made these embryos and they're all boys.
No, because I would try to get naturally pregnant first.
Yeah.
And then if I couldn't, I just have those as like a backup.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, gender's weird, so who knows?
Right.
But who knows what she end up with.
Right, right.
Years in, we'll see. Right. But yeah, I don't, I guess I always, when I was like young, I really liked working with kids and I always liked the boys. Mm-hmm. Like I related to the boys more just because I think I had brothers and stuff. And then, but then like my nieces, I had nieces first. So I just like, it got me like in touch with my like girl side. I was like, oh my God, I love them. Yeah. And then, but then I had like a vacation just with my boys, with my nephews, where the girls couldn't come. And it was just like, oh my God, they're so cute. It was so fun. But yeah, I just think I'm like, I'm not attached to any outcomes, and whatever happens will be the right thing.
When do you feel like you'll be ready though? Like when
feel like it would have to be like in 2 years. I don't want to be too old.
Right.
2 years. Right. Most probably.
What do you feel like you're waiting for? Like the feeling, the gut feeling?
I think I'm waiting for a place in my career that feels like, like I want to own a house and stuff like that. You know, things are going well, but I don't want to like offset that. It feels like a fast trajectory to where my goals are.
Right.
Right. And a surprise pregnancy can, we both had a surprise situation. Yes. It can definitely rattle the cage a little bit.
Which is, I mean, listen, whatever happens will be the right thing, but
right,
it's just like right now would be not, it would be a little bit of a cock block.
Why?
Career cock block. I just think because I'm like touring and I'm around, and I mean, I did not take the IVF well, so I can't imagine I'm going to be just a blessed. Okay. I mean, even though I don't want to say that, no, I'm going to have an easy pregnancy.
Yeah.
Put it out there.
Easy,
blissful.
Easy, blissful. Amazing.
It's just going to slide right
like,
out of you.
I'm like, okay, I've always had horrific periods, but I had a really easy pregnancy. Yes. So I'm like, all right. I don't know.
Things are never.
It's
never.
Yeah.
What do you think you're going to do when you get pregnant? Do you think you're going to do like hospital birth, home birth? Do you have anything you want to do?
Well, at my age, they'll probably need a. There's going to be a Time Magazine going to be doing like a, an article on it.
You're technically a geriatric pregnancy.
Isn't that the most fucking
that's
upsetting?
So
it's so funny.
I'm like, so.
Because it's 35 and up, right? Yeah, which is like, come on, motherfucker.
Yeah, geriatric. Right? Yeah.
I can understand 40. Come on, we're pushing it here.
But geriatric, I'm like, can we come up with a different fucking name? Like, by the time, like, I'm thinking I might want to have
Jerry,
another kid.
Just call him
like,
Jerry.
Jerry pregnancy.
Just call him Jerry.
We got a Jerry.
We got a Jerry here.
It's like this pregnant bitch is like coming from the crypt to give birth. I'm like, guys, come on.
But do you have anything you want to do? Do you have any vision? Do you have any vision?
I think I mean, I watched The Business of Being Born with my friends when they got pregnant like 55 years ago. And their children are now having kids. But so I was like, oh, yeah, that seems cool. And then I don't know. I don't care. I don't know. Did you do home birth?
Yeah. And I did a birth center. Okay. I've got the hookups for your geriatric pregnancy.
Yeah, I would do that. I would probably do that. I like the birth center, the in-betweeny.
I'll tell you this. You've done like ayahuasca before and you've done other psychedelics. You would prepare for, in my opinion, you prepare for birth in the same way that you would prepare to go into an experience like with ayahuasca. Right. You've got to prepare to surrender and release and just be on whatever path you're going to get taken on.
And you being on like the hypnotism route and everything too.
Yeah. Hypnobirthing is a thing. That's a whole
I think I could crush it, guys. Thing. Honestly, I think I could crush it. And the reason I never wanted to be a mom before was, I mean, I really was like, I don't want kids. I couldn't even let myself go there because I was still so like angry. You know, I was like, I don't want to like, I just knew I would be like an abusive.
Yeah.
Like if I did it too early, like before I'd worked through my shit. Cause it's like my dad was so angry and he worked through his shit and now he's good. But that's what he's like dealing with now.
Right.
Is like
the guilt from
this guilt and all that. And I'm like, Dad, cause it all worked out. And also him being like mean to me when I was little really.
Look at you now.
Fucking hilarious. Like, I mean, I'm like really like that. So thank funny. You. That's really awesome. Thank you.
Wait, so that's why you didn't want to, but now you feel like.
But
you,
now I feel like I could crush it. Like, I think I would be such a good mom.
Yeah, I think
I'm
you
totally
would
confident.
Too.
Yeah.
You'd be an amazing mom.
Totally confident. I'm like, for a fucking boy. All right.
Okay, last thing.
Four of them.
I'm like.
Four of them.
Do you think you'll do more than one when they put the embryos in? Do you think you'll put it in?
Oh,
like
try to have twins or something.
Well, that's what they do sometimes. They're like, in case one
doesn't
work out.
Yeah, maybe. Why not? You just put them all four. In at once.
You know, that's what some doctors do. That's how you end up with people with like quintuplets.
Listen, this is why I was like, one guy wanted to do them for free. He wanted to freeze my eggs for free for like influencer type thing.
Oh.
And it's expensive, but I was like, I would rather spend the top dollar on this because I don't want him sperming up my fucking egg. You know what I mean? They get up like the fucking Netflix documentary.
He's like a big fan.
Oh, yeah.
He's
like, oh, yeah.
No, it's just so weird. I know. He reached out to me. I'm like, no.
He's like, you don't even have to post or anything. I got you.
It's fine. Yeah. I'm just going to get in that post.
Come to my house.
I'm gonna scoop out that badge. It was so crazy. Oh, wait. I want to finish this story real quick. But so I went to the... to Palm Springs with that girl and all of her girlfriends.
Oh, yes. Oh my God. Okay? Yes. Yes.
My friend calls me the minute I get there. Okay. So I'm all settled in and everything. And she goes, Annie, there's a fire in Burbank. I think it's going to burn our house down. And I'm like, oh my God. And I hadn't been on drugs because I hadn't been smoking weed or anything because I'd had cluster headaches.
Right.
And all I had left there was my suitcase and a fucking oxygen tank and explosive device, right? So I'm like, oxygen tank. I'm like, Abby, get the oxygen tank. And they're like freaking out. So this is like someone who I love to death, who's just done me the solid of like letting me stay at her house. Like we had a great time. It was really fun, but
yeah,
letting me stay in their space. Finally, they just moved in. So it was like, they're finally going to have their time alone. They're sending me pictures of them like trying to enjoy their, like they're in a hot tub and there's like a fire in the background. They're like, cheers. And like, could be the last day of our house, you know, like, crazy, right? So then I'm like, should I go back? And then one of the women, they all just started to like, there was a girl everyone hated that they were gonna invite, and then the girl uninvited her because she was like, we hate you.
Okay.
So I was like, oh good, we're not gonna have any problems. I started to slowly feel the target. Just like, it was just like a swinging. And the one girl and I went, oh my God. So I was smoking weed, so I was like panicked. Okay. I think I'd just taken a mushroom chocolate too. Ugh. And I was in the bathroom pulling the trigger like, I got to
get. Oh no.
I can't be tripping while my friend's house is burning down.
I've been there.
My God.
4 hours away? How far away is Palm Springs? Like 4 hours or something, right?
No, three.
It was enough.
Oh, you know,
it was
with
like,
traffic. Right. I don't know. That is horrifying.
So I'm throwing it. So I'm like, oh my, what am I going to do? And then I'm like trying to get counsel from these fucking bitches. I'm like, my friend's house is burning down. And I'm
like, typical Annie.
Yeah. They're like, ugh, making it about you.
They're like, your oxygen tank there.
Yeah. They're
She's
like,
such a narcissist.
You have the other thing I know, isn't it when they deem you a narcissist, you're fucked. You're like, okay.
You're no longer a human with rights at that point.
So my friend had always wanted those gold balloons for her birthday. Mm-hmm. So I went and got her.
With
it was
the
her
numbers.
Name.
Yeah, I got her
one that was like, I got what they had. I got the like really expensive. I had no money. I was living on my friend's couch. Okay. I spent my last dollars on this girl's like balloons. It's always your like sign that there's something wrong with you. Mm-hmm. My last dollars on someone else. But I'm a narcissist. But it said like homegirl's name and it said is 30 as fuck. I did AF. Mm-hmm. So I had this for her.
Damn, that's a lot of balloons.
Right,
too.
It was a lot of balloons. It was like $250. And so I go to I found a Party City by the rental house. I drove to it. I've stuffed my car. Like I'm almost going to die there. I can't see. I'm like just driving. Like, I hope I don't die. I can't see out of any window.
And you're like in cluster headache world.
I've just gotten out where I haven't even seen people. I haven't seen people. I have no relation to anyone. I had messaged the girl's manager. I was like, hey, I just want to let you know, I got her like the gold balloons just in case someone else didn't. She goes, wow, Annie for the win. And I'm like,
whoa. I'm not kidding.
But I'm like, why am I? First of all, you're her manager, bitch. Like, I'm her friend. Like, yeah, why like, would you be competing with me? But also, it's just like, you can get them if you want. Like, I just.
Also, I swear to God, driving after a cluster headache, like, even if you're not feeling dangerous. It anymore. I feel like I get so anxious
yes,
and in my
so
head where
upset.
I'm like, oh my God, is something about to like, I'm about to get hit out of nowhere with another headache.
Oh no, you
while
can't
I'm
drive.
Driving.
I don't drive for a month
no,
straight.
No,
you
can't
drive
you
because
can't
you'll
drive.
Die. You'll die and everyone around you will die.
And so like all of a sudden, like when I start driving, I start thinking, I'm like, oh shit. So you're packed.
When you think they're gone,
bullet.
Is there anything sadder?
Oh, no.
You think they're gone, you're in the grocery store. You start to feel like, oh, you're just like
no.
sobbing.
Dude,
and
what the hell is that though? What is that?
It's horrible.
What is it?
Do you have TMJ?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so I've been going to a TMJ specialist. He does not talk to me at all about cluster headaches.
That's so funny you said that because I was just wondering why the hell I never put the headphones on because they fuck with my TMJ.
I know.
And then
I
was looking at both of you weren't wearing it. I'm like, why am I the only, I never wear the headphones. They mess with my TMJ.
Though.
Thanks. And my hair was not
cute
doing the thing today. So
I started. Yeah, I went to this guy, this dentist. So I actually have a mouth guard.
Oh,
that
keep
I wear
it
every day, but it gives me like
pocket?
A list.
I need to get mine.
But so this I'm supposed to wear this for. 12 weeks. He's like, you don't have a list. I'm like, okay, thank you, sir. Fucking asshole is my whole career. You fucking sabotaging me. Fucking everything you have to say has an S in it once you have a list. Did you know that? So I have this. I have one I have to wear at night
that binds my mouth shut.
It binds it shut.
Uh-huh.
And I'm supposed to put tape over my mouth, but I just wake up with the tape in my hair.
Over the mouth?
Well, because
it's a little bit of a kink, but open. Also.
And I'm like, hey, Todd, cut a hole and stick your dick in it. But so I could feel them starting to like, so that girl that already said the like, Andy right, for the right, win. Right, I'm like, right. You're in a paranoid state. You've not spoken to people. You have not related to people in a month. You're crazy.
No.
So finally, I'm just going all the way to this place. Like I'm driving and I'm just trying to make this girl have the best birthday she can. And everyone's brought mushrooms and stuff like that. So So my friend's house is burning down and I'm just like, oh my God, what? I'm like having a fucking panic attack. I'm like, should I go back? I don't know what to do. Cause she didn't tell me to come back. So I was like, am I going to be like helpful or not? Like, I don't know what to do with like, did they need me to come like move their furniture out?
Yeah.
Like,
why would you go back?
To like help them not have their house burned down? I don't know what I would do.
Put to remove water, the tank.
Throw water. I don't know. Like just like one cup of toilet water at a time. And just like, I don't know. I was just like, so then I was like, should I go? And, the manager lady goes, yeah, Annie, that's what they want. Their annoying house guest back. Yeah, I bet that's what they want. So then I got in my head, I go, oh my God, I shouldn't have been a house guest. Like I was a house guest too long and their house is burnt. They didn't even get time in their house. All this stuff. I'm just like freaking out. And then this woman
bitch.
Again, she's like, we get it, Annie, like enough or whatever. And I'm like, and I just looked at her and I went, listen, bitch, okay? I'm not going to fucking have you shame me for being worried about my fucking friend's house burning down.
Yeah, you did.
You're the one that told me to fucking stay, bitch. Like, I would have gone. I should have just left as what she said. And she was like, and then she pouted and stayed in another room in a dark room by herself for the rest of the time. She was also doing a thing where she had like a fanny pack of all the mushrooms. She'd be like, okay, do you want to like see dragons or do you want to bitch, give me some mushrooms, cunt. You're not my shaman.
I am so she had happy that you're not friends with this person
she
anymore.
Took us, she had
blessed.
Already taken us to this, like, it was supposed to be like a psychedelic retreat.
Uh-huh.
It was by the airport. Uh-huh. I'm like, hello, why am I by the airport? I thought we were going to fucking Joshua Tree or something. We were in fucking by the airport at these rich people's house. And it's like, who are you? They gave us like sassafras, which is like
a
legal version of Molly, pretty much. And like, you know, they're playing music and they're supposed to be helping you, like all this stuff. And it was like a woman's retreat. So it was all these same bitches. And then this woman's husband with Botox, like a man with Botox. I mean, it's fine. But so he's like upstairs and then she goes, all right. And now we're going to bring the divine masculine down. If you want that. All of us have been molested at this point.
No
okay?
way.
Half the girls
she's
are lesbians.
She's calling him the divine masculine.
Yes,
the divine
I'll
masculine.
Decide who the divine masculine is. It's
oh,
me.
Oh my God.
It's this side of my body. Okay.
She said, now we're going to bring him down. What are
so
you coming in a white
he
robe?
Was coming down. So he came down. No, in like jeans, in dad jeans. But he comes down and then he's like, I swear to God, he like, because.
Oh.
So he like spooned me from behind. Yes. And then breathes in my ear. And, so I'm like, is this like, are you kidding me? Like you just have a boner in my ass? Like, what is this? Like, why are you? And I just was like, really? And I was like, you need to get off me. And then she was trying to explain something to me and he spoke over her and started talking for her. And I go, I'm not interested in what you have to say.
Divine
I came
masculine.
To a woman's retreat. And then she spent
what
the rest
the
of the
fuck?
Night going, you have a problem with men. You
oh
have
my
issues
God.
With men. Like, you need to like, I'm like, bitch, you have issues with men because you just let this man fucking take over your whole retreat and say he's the divine masculine and lay on top of all these fucking lesbians. Half the girls were lesbians. Like, can you get this guy the fuck
no,
off
it's like,
me?
Please.
So that, okay. So this bitch that was like, do you want to see dragons? Well, I don't want a man to be the divine masculine and put his boner on my ass like last time, bitch. So how about that? But so she got like shamaned by those people. So then she was taking on this role of shaman.
Right.
I hate people that think they're a shaman.
Right,
it's
right,
so annoying.
Right, right.
But so
only your 10 are the shamans.
But I mean, this guy's been doing it since he was fucking born. So I'm like, I trust him.
Yes.
Tell me more about what does he do for you? What does he do
he,
for you?
Well, I just started working with him. I had to do these bath ceremonies where he like prescribed me a certain amount of like herbs and like lime slices and stuff. And I would have to sit in the bath, soak in these like ingredients for 9 days. I did it. And then I have to light these certain candles and put cups of water with like different ingredients in it, like facing the north and stuff. Like everything was... And then I just started having crazy ass dreams. And then he just meets you and you have a call with him and he meets you in dreamland. I'll get you. You can get on the list.
Whoa.
You got to do the Jim Fort and stuff too. It's
no,
crazy.
I will. I definitely will.
But yeah, no, he's it's like, it's really cool.
Do you ever get anxious about that stuff though? Maybe it's because
I don't want to be in a cult. Yeah.
Not like that. No, I don't get anxious about that. I'd like to think that I would know. I don't know if I would know. Do you think you would be?
Sometimes you just go, it's not bad yet.
I don't think I'm in the vulnerable. I think
it could happen to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cults are susceptible. Yeah.
Well, have you watched any cult documentaries?
Well, you seem super nice. I'm like, I'll believe it.
All the cult documentaries are like, the first two episodes are like,
I'm just like, I don't know. I'm kind of connecting with this. Yeah. I don't see anything.
Who was the guy in the desert?
It.
I like the Waco guy.
Yes.
I was into it until things went
until I started fucking everyone's wives.
Yeah.
So bad. I'm so sorry.
Oh my God. I'm never going to pee again. My vagina has been shoved so far up my own body.
Go ahead.
But anyway, yeah. But so these fucking girls, so they all like, I can just start feeling it. And I'm high for the first time in like months. So I'm like, just so paranoid. I kept sitting out in my car and talking to my dad on the phone and being like, he's like, stay away from these people. They don't want good things for you. He goes, hey, get away from them. They're crazy.
I had a similar situation. Well, not actually that similar, but I had a like breakdown of a friendship in Palm Springs of this really, really hot girl that I met in college. And at the time, I've talked about this before on the podcast a long time ago, but at the time I was like not in a good place. I'd come from a really horrible breakup. I was really insecure. I didn't have any friends. I had horrible acne like all over my face. I was just like not very like, you know, I wasn't secure in myself. And she was like, she was really beautiful, like just beautiful.
Yeah,
a
I know
vision.
Those people were like, why am I allowed to talk to you?
Exactly. Why are you letting me into your space? Mm-hmm. I was kind of like obsessed with her in that way. Anyway, I had moved out of Irvine. We went to UC Irvine together. I'm from Fresno.
Oh, Amber Fry too.
Really?
The girlfriend of Scott Peterson, who killed his wife.
Oh, yeah.
And wife, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, Kevin Federline.
Oh,
also
good one.
Fresno.
That's cool. You're the star.
Yes. Thank you, everybody. So, anyway, I kind of like, I went home to like re-up my energy, right? Mm-hmm. Like I was home, been in Fresno for 10 months. I was like, okay, time to get back out of here. Mm-hmm. I got a boyfriend during that time. I dyed my hair blonde at that time. I was feeling myself. She invites me to a weekend girls trip in Palm Springs. Mm-hmm. There's like 8 of her other friends who I'd never met before. Mm-hmm. And on that trip, I start noticing, talk about cult-like behavior. I notice she's telling all the other girls with giving fashion advice that's like deliberately bad before we go out. They're like, which one looks better on me? And I'm like, objectively, it's that one. And yeah. She knows it. And she's like, definitely that one. And I'm like, kind of noticing all this stuff happening. And then when we were out by the pool, she's like, Becca, go get the speaker inside the house. And I was like, no. And she did not like that. After that weekend, blocked me on everything on social media and blocked my number. And I never heard
because
from her again.
Because those type of people need you to be like looking up to them. And like, and that's kind of how that girl was too. Like, all these people were kind of her like minions and stuff, but she was all fucked up. So then all these other people just took over too.
Right. I never noticed though until like,
but I just realized, I go, wait, I got her a lot of birthday presents. She never got me. Why? Right. You know what I mean? Things where it's like,
this
and it's
not
fine
balanced.
If you want to be that person, but it definitely was just like, I'm putting my life in danger to get you balloons you want. Oh, by the way, the manager. So I got those balloons and stuff. The manager goes.
Wait, so it was not the manager was being a mean girl on behalf of the head honcho.
The head
girl.
Honcho, yeah, okay. But she was all fucked up and floating off on like she was like getting a suntan or sunburn, and then so the manager, I forgot about this. So I go, do you like your balloons? And I was like telling the story
did
about
you
how
end
I must
up going
died.
Back to the house.
I was at the house the whole time.
No, the burning house.
The burning house. I did right after the weekend was over. I went back, and my friend was like. I was like, were you mad at me? And she was like, Annie, I was not thinking about you. I was in the thing. And I go, would you have wanted me? She goes, I thought the whole time how fun it would have been if you were there because you would have been being funny
aww,
the whole time.
That's...
And I was like, oh, because I thought you didn't want me. And she goes, I was just like in a fire. But she was like, I would have loved if you were there.
Oh
and I was
God.
Like, I should have just trusted my instinct to go. But that girl made me feel like my friend hated
like
me or something.
You were a burden.
And that they were like going to be mad that I took their like time and their house away from them.
Wow. I mean, that's just a life lesson in itself.
Yes,
that moment.
Follow your intuition.
Yes,
always.
Yes.
Well, I'm reading. So the Florence Scovel Shin book I'm reading is all like what I was going to say is I keep saying the Lord because it's all about God. But I look at it as like the spirit, you know, spirit guides
right,
or whatever.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I'm not religious like that. But in that they're saying like your higher consciousness or your super consciousness is your intuition. Like you should. That's always. The direction you should be going.
We did this past life regression and the woman would say,
do that.
We can give you her number. Yeah. She would go, super conscious, take over, like whatever, super conscious, take us where we need to go. Mm-hmm. Speaking of that, my boyfriend had a crazy one.
Really?
Yeah.
What was he?
He was like a Native American woman who was like attacked and had these horrible things happen to her and was pregnant and then died in childbirth. He was like weeping. It was really dramatic. It was really intense.
You were like, but did you hear about mine? And he's like, I'm still in it. You're like, no.
I was a baby that
got
kidnapped.
Isn't the worst when someone has like a way worse, like, or like a crazier trip and you're like, do I get to tell my story? Like, yeah. They're like, you're like sitting there, and I'm like, oh, mine was fun. I was like hanging out with some aliens. And
you did have a good, I was an alien.
She was an alien.
I can see it.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is so serious. This is what everyone says because you're Aquarius. So
I don't do aliens. That. Oh, you okay. Know what I was going to say? Fuck. Mercury retrograde.
No, I liked it.
No, I don't accept it. But I was going to say, I don't take on Mercury retrograde.
When you people reject are like, it.
I reject it. Don't give me your fucking voodoo. I don't want, that's a bad, you're cursing me.
I mean, things kind of went, but I liked it because it dredged up like a lot. It brought a lot. It forced me to bring a lot of things to the surface spiritually that I didn't want to deal with. And then by the end of Mercury retrograde, I was like, I have to deal with this. Like, yeah. I can't ignore it. Like, I can't. I have to deal with it.
Yeah.
And so, like, I've just been dealing with that kind of stuff spiritually. And then it's like the past week, because it ended like last Thursday, it's like opened the doors where I'm like, the hills are alive. And just like spiritually, I'm just like, yes. But I love it.
I just love getting through a hard time and then the light feeling.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys were listening to my last podcast where I ate the bug and stuff, I like love doing like a thing I'm scared. It's like my favorite.
So you'll love birth.
Yes.
I love. Yeah.
You're going to love giving birth. Yeah.
Yeah, I love for a challenge.
Yeah. I would. That's I like it. Yeah. Just to be like, I did it.
Do you do things? I bug the shit out of my boyfriend because I always go like, so do you want to do like 30 days where
Becca
we don't do any eating out? Like, do you want to do like 100 days of like being sober? Like, yeah.
She loves a challenge.
I know it's fun.
I'm like, I love a challenge that I love.
Have you ever gone to one of the silent
retreats? I want to so
me
bad.
Too.
I can't imagine I'd get through it. I think the TMJ is from not ever talking to
you. Do you think you can write notes?
You're not allowed to write notes.
Are you serious?
Mm-mm. You're not allowed to make eye contact.
You can't look at each other. Imagine how good the TMJ would be so much better.
Yeah.
The TMJ would be
you would
so
have
much
to
better.
Physically, so that you would have to do the one that seals your mouth at night.
Yes. Oh my God. The tape. Can I bring my mouth tape?
Wait. You can't look at each other, Jess?
No. You can't make eye contact. You can't. So you don't want to do it with a friend.
Because you're supposed to be like alone. It's like a retreat
into yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Some guy at a coffee shop was like, he's like, so you're looking into Vipassana or whatever it's called, Vipassana retreats. And
yeah,
I was like, yeah. And he's like, what do you think you're going to find? And I hate when people ask you a question like that because it's like, I was like, you know, like,
well,
I really want to do a comedy special. I thought maybe you would like help me kind of drudge out that. And he's like, no. And I go, okay, there's a right answer.
Yeah,
what is
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
And he goes, you're going to find you. I go,
yeah,
okay.
No, I was waiting for that.
Hit the road, brother.
I'm like, I'm looking to try not to like use a lot of facial expression so I can go down on the Botox and like naturally like not be increasing the lines.
I want to do it. I do want to do it, but it's a long time. You have to go for like 2 weeks. I don't know.
Yeah, the first one's 2 weeks or 10 days. Wait, the greatest thing that ever happened though, this is the best part of the pandemic, when Jared Leto was in one of those and he came out a week
that
later.
That was wild.
And he was like, the world. I'm like, it's so funny. It's your fault, Jared.
You're like, this
no one
is
likes
all
him.
On you.
But I got to tell you, him as Jordan Catalano, did you watch My So-Called Life?
No.
Oh, I mean, he was.
It was
the hottest.
It's like the. And it's as that character, he couldn't read, he was illiterate. It's really why I dated losers. Like, that show has a lot of explaining to do. It really
he
fucking...
He was so sexy.
He was the hottest thing that's ever... I always try to explain it to my boyfriend where I'm like, I'm not... Like, him now is like, there's this weird shell of a thing I loved, and I'm always trying to like... Mm. I know,
you're trying to search for it now, yeah. And it's just like, I always, every story I hear, I'm always like,
oh, it's terrible.
Well, but what about Jordan?
Yes.
All bad.
Oh, it's all
bad. He used to climb at the climbing gym that my boyfriend worked at. And
do you climb?
Yeah, that's how we met.
Oh, really? I want to climb.
I don't really climb anymore.
My nails cut
off.
Long
beach.
I
know,
it's like, I can't.
No, but when you start, you're going to be having to grab, they're called jugs. You're going to have to be grabbing onto the big jugs. And so
hot.
Your nails won't even touch the wall.
Love that.
Yeah. But then crimping. I know about, I've done some climbing in my day.
There you go.
No, I had a guy that I was like, who was like, we're not boyfriend, girlfriend. I'm like, we have climbing memberships together. I was like, what?
Where'd you go?
I was like,
Where'd you
I
go?
Live here.
You're like, we bought a
I
home
live
together.
At your house. We went to the one in Burbank.
Okay.
And the one in Hollywood.
Yeah, that's where Matt's. Okay, so
I never did the Culver City one though.
Yeah, all Touchstone gyms. That's where my boyfriend used to work. He worked at LA Boulders, and yeah, Jared Leto would go in, and then his assistant would come in and go, "Is Jared here?" And they're like, "Jared who?" And he's like, "You know, Jared." Like,
so that's funny.
Isn't that terrible?
Well, the girl who I went on that evil trip with,
yeah.
And then, so by the way, so then we all like marched and wore the pussy hats and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then they got mad at me and they were like, "You're done." And they all blocked me. I was just like,
they canceled you.
Yeah, I got canceled, but who cares? But I like see her still sometimes. And I spoke to her the other night. But she, what was I going to say about?
I thought you said you weren't friends with any of them anymore.
Well, they're comics, so they're just around.
Oh, okay.
But this was years ago. And then, so then she moved to LA. She got passed at the Comedy Store and she moved to LA. And I was like, because she just like ghosted and was done being, she was like, or she didn't ghost, she sent me a thing like, "I'm done with this friendship." And da-da-da. I was okay.
Right.
And it hurt my feelings in the beginning. And then, it was.
And then you remembered the trip.
Yeah. I was like, thank God. But so she, but she would stomp around me at the Comedy Store. She'd be like, and it's like years. I'm like, girl, you're in my house. Like, this is my home. Like, welcome. You're welcome to have this be your home too. But like, you're never going to put me in a bad mood. Like, you're never going to find me. Like, you're not going to, like, I'm not going to have a weird thing at the Comedy Store. This is my spot. Mm-hmm. So I had to, like, pull her aside and say that. I go, like, I don't know what is your issue. I don't know why you stopped being friends with me. I'm all good with it. I'm not interested in being friends with you. But this stomping has to go. It's like, what? It's useless. Mm-hmm. And she's like, really?
Are you talking about literal stomping?
She would literally stomp. She'd be like, by me. I used to call her a forever teen. She was always like slamming doors and someone was like, okay. But I think she like put me in like a mom position where it's like I'm supposed to be putting her before myself or whatever. And it was just like, girl, this friendship is exhausting. But anyway, so she came back and I was like, oh, congrats on getting past. And she's like, thanks for being nice to me. I was like, I've never not been nice to you. There's never been. And she's like, well, you weren't talking shit. I was like, dude, the regular amount of shit we all talk on each other. Yes, I was talking. The exact same amount of shit that you were talking on me. I was talking on you. Grow up. Right. The way we met was at a festival where we were both like hated all the same people and we're just trashing people together. I'm like,
you're like, this is how it started. Like, so this is going to be how. Yeah.
Guys, I've got to go because I've got to go. My babysitter's leaving at 3:30. Okay. So I've got to wrap this.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Let's hang out.
I'm like, I'll join the challenge if it's not the last challenge that you know, Becca threw at me.
I said, let's not do any eating out or takeout.
She
for
told
a month.
Me no fucking takeout, and this girl
no
knows that I can't.
Really
I don't
hard.
Cook.
I think it's a really good.
I don't cook
but
either.
But a challenge isn't supposed to be easy.
But do you cook already?
I do.
Yeah. I just make my boyfriend
different.
Do everything.
It's
he
different.
Will raise my children for me.
My boyfriend definitely cooks a lot too. But yeah, I mean, but it's not that you don't have to be a chef. You just have to cook yourself fucking rice and scrambled eggs.
I will do a challenge with you. I will eat whatever. I will hang off of whatever, but I just can't stop ordering takeout. It's impossible.
Do you guys sleep with your mouths open?
Oh, absolutely. Or clenched shut.
Yes, I know. I honestly, so this guy, you got to go to this doctor because he takes a whole CT scan of you.
Oh,
he shows you what's going on in there.
I need that. Do you watch Kardashians?
I don't.
God, why? It's so good.
I'll watch it. Esther watches
the Hulu
it.
Show is. You like reality TV? This is one
I don't
of,
know why that one I don't.
No. Keeping
we,
up with. No.
We had
no,
rejected
no, no, no.
it and then
keeping
we tried it.
Keeping up with the Kardashians is like, whatever. It never caught my attention.
Well, then
it was
Ray
boring,
J was like, that didn't happen. I was like,
I know, but they hired a documentary filmmaker to make this Hulu series.
Yeah.
It is so captivating.
Yes. Is Pete in it yet?
Yes, he's just started being it.
I've known him since he was fucking 15.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
That has to be a trip.
It's the weirdest thing I've ever seen. Just like, oh my God, Pete.
What's your take on their relationship?
I
think that's how literally everyone feels about it, even including them.
I'm like, good for you, Pete. I mean, the Ariana Grande thing was crazy. It just keeps getting crazier.
No, it's just more
there's
and
no
more
one
intense.
Else for him to do. Like, who else
in
can
the
he
last
do?
Episode, she's on FaceTime. Like, look at my private plane. Look at everything. I did it all in white. She did her the inside of her plane in cashmere. Like,
wow.
the luggage
so
things covered in white cashmere.
Oh, my God. Did
it's
you guys see
awesome.
My new Louis?
Wow. Yes, it's so
you're one
nice.
Step away from a private plane with cashmere.
Yes, we love the money. Kiss
Me
the money.
Well, I was feeling, I went into the Louis Vuitton store and I was testing my manifesting powers.
Yes.
And I went. Do I want this?
Yeah.
And I went, yeah, so I bought them.
Oh, right, you have to kind of gauge that, right? You're like, am I just doing it to do
what
it?
Am I doing
or do
for?
I want
yeah.
it? Yeah, yeah. Anyway, okay. Annie, thank
Annie,
you.
Trash Tuesday podcast.
Trash Tuesday. See me
it's
on the road.
Really
AnnieLetterman.com/shows. It's fun.
Doing lots of shows.
So fun. Love to meet you. I'm really good at stand-up. It's really
she
fun.
Is very
I'm
good at stand-up. Very good at it. Very
we
good
laughed the whole time.
If people actually do want to like learn about you, like, would it be the Marc Maron podcast to listen to?
Oh,
what do you think?
God. If you want to go through that, I mean, that's pretty traumatizing. It's horrific. And I'm like, I'm talking about my ex-boyfriend. I'm like, I believe in God because of him. Now I'm like, if he comes in, we're like, the devil.
And with that, chat soon, Rods.
Oh, my God. You guys, can I do this every week?
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.